I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think it's a combination because, you know, there's sometimes when he's trying, you know, probably a little more than he needs to and trying to make the big things happen that he does get himself in trouble. And there's other times when he doesn't have to worry about it, he can cut it loose. But when you don't have, you know, you don't have Logan Thomas out there, you don't have Curtis Samuels out there or De'Ami Brown, you don't have that other mixture of guys that are, you know, important to you. Didn't have the whole right side of his offensive line for 5 weeks. You know, that makes a difference. I mean, that's, you know, that you're talking about having a minimum of six, or a maximum, excuse me, of six guys that were starters from day one, not there anymore. That makes a difference.
That was Ron Rivera on the Team 980. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Thanks for listening, as always. Whether you are in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, or on the flagship, 106.7 up here in and around D.C., where most of our listeners are. Remember, take us with you on the Odyssey app as well, wherever you go. We appreciate everybody checking out the show, however you do it. Particularly on these Football Fridays, which are always a lot of fun. Presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Couple of news and notes if you're just jumping in the car, getting out of the office. First and foremost, Matt Rhule, the head coach of the Panthers, said this afternoon Cam Newton is going to start for the Panthers. Now, he also made it pretty clear, Danny, that we will also see their backup now, P.J. Walker.
He made sure to mention P.J. Walker, yeah.
Former XFL star, so Jack Del Rio's defense will have to be prepared for both of those guys. Walker's a little bit more of a traditional pocket passer. Newton would run a lot more if he's in the game. Bunch of power, zone read type stuff, off the edges like you see him do along the goal line. Carolina in the one game he's played this year and in New England last year. So Washington's defense will have its handful as far as quarterback runs go. We know that. The defensive end position is in shambles, though. They don't have Chase Young. They don't have Montez Sweat. And we found out this afternoon, Shaka Tony has a concussion, and he has been ruled out of the game. And this came out after the injury report, after practice today. So Washington is down to the thinnest it has been at defensive end all season going into a game. What position's really important against zone read and running quarterbacks? Defensive ends.
Yeah, about that.
Holding up and doing their job to turn things back inside.
Yeah, I mean, you and I were sort of beating the drum going, hey, are we sure about this defensive line depth or defensive end depth? Are we sure about this? Now, the reason I was questioning it, and not to get back into this thing that we've drug up and down a million times, but you see it with Amari Cooper now in Dallas. He's out for this game and their next game, COVID protocol. I thought that was going to be the issue for Montez Sweat and Chase Young, honestly. But they're missing, credit to them, they, you know, stayed clear, but they're both injured. Either way, the circumstances are the same. They need some defensive line depth, unless we're really and truly rebuilding, in which case you don't. Go with the kids. Let's see what happens. But if they're talking about competing, they probably could have used a vet.
All right, before we get back into Heineke and take some calls, this hour we are going to be giving away two pairs of Caps tickets, and you can take your buddy, your friend, your wife, your husband, whoever, to the game this coming Wednesday night ahead of Thanksgiving. Coming up in just under a week when they take on Montreal. Here's how we're going to give those tickets away. Each segment, to start the segment, I'm going to give you a hint. We're going to play a little game called Who Am I?
Who Am I?
This is a Capitals version of Who Am I? So we're going to give you three hints. None of the hints by themselves will tell you who we're talking about. But if you add up all three of the hints, if you're listening, segment one, segment two, segment three during the hour, you will know exactly what Capital we're talking about. If you are one of the first two callers to call in after the third hint in the final segment of the hour, you can win the tickets. Your first hint right now, I'm a Russian-born capital. I got several of those guys on the team.
Indeed.
Born in Russia, I am a Russian player representing the Washington Capitals. So that is your first hint on Grant and Danny. All right, quickly, let's get to Heinicke then. We'll hit the calls on him and on the QB position at 800-636-1067. Danny, at no point this year has he played two good games in a row. Two above average plus games. We've graded him out three times as having been very good. He's never had back-to-back games like that as a starter. Is this the time he pulls it off? Not an easy test.
No.
Carolina's defense is great, which is why I say he regresses some this week. Not even about him, more about the Panthers. But can he pull it off? Can he go two in a row?
I mean, he could, of course. But this is a tough ask. A, because Carolina's good. But B, he's still Taylor Heinicke. He's still the same guy. I don't think he's morphed into something new. That was a nice performance this past week against Tampa Bay. That does nothing that happens this week will change that. That was good. But it also kind of doesn't erase what we've gotten, how we've gotten here previously. I think Carolina will have its way. You'll see the sack totals continue. He's one thing, even when he's played well, and he did last week, five sacks, a number of hits in there. Sometimes those things turn into fumbles. That will make the day look worse. So you have a sudden change, field position kind of battle type thing. I think that's how Carolina's going to win this game.
We've talked about that, by the way. I'm glad you just brought that up. That was the one area last week where he actually struggled, I would say. This team is going to really make his life difficult if he hangs on to the football. This is a great pass rushing group, Danny. Absolutely terrific at getting to the quarterback. That ball had better be coming out. He should not even think about repeating the performance of a week ago where he was holding on to the ball trying to let things develop down the field, because it came back to bite him against the Bucs. That's turnovers, and that's game-changing negative plays against Carolina.
Redick and Burns, 15 and a half sacks between them, 20 tackles for a loss between them, 26 quarterback hits between them. There are your bookend rushers. Derek Brown, more of a space eater, kind of in the middle. Less Jonathan Allen, maybe more.
He's drafted
more
in the
Deron
top 10
Payne.
To be a space eater.
Yeah, good player, though. So just kind of making things tough. Hard to double-team folks when he's in there eating space.
You want to know where Carolina ranks among sacks per pass attempt percentage, how often they get to the QB?
I do want to know that.
Second in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
The only team better at them at sacking the quarterback this year, there's only one, the Minnesota Vikings. Which, by the way, really surprising.
That is surprising.
But they got Everson Griffin, who's having a good year. Daniil Hunter just got hurt, but before that.
Yeah, I thought they were good. I didn't think they'd be number one.
He's a world leader. Yeah, they get sacks per pass attempt. They do one of the good things they do on defense. Carolina, number two in the NFL at sacking the quarterback. Number two defense, number two in yards per play, number 13 against the run, number one against the pass. I think he comes back to earth again. But if he could somehow string a few of these together, it would change the conversation. Whether you guys want it to be a different discussion or not, look at Philadelphia. We talked to Elliot Shore Parks yesterday. He covers the Eagles in Philly. He's like, yeah, we all kind of thought Jalen Hurts was just a backup. He's played okay a couple games, and they've won a couple games in a row, and now the whole dialogue has changed. That's how it happens
in this
league.
That's what happens, man.
Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Hey, Chris.
Christopher.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, bro?
Happy Friday. Listen, I think Heinicke's going to play a little bit better down the stretch. Some weaker teams. But actually, is Ron there? Can I talk to Ron for a second?
My thing about it is I don't have much to do on a Friday, okay? We're going to go to Carolina, okay? Hold on. Guys. I want to go down there. I want to see all my favorite people. We're going to eat at Shoney's, okay? My thing about it is I got a good buffet.
This is your turn now, Chris. Or are you done? You don't have anything to ask Ron?
Oh, that was it.
I'm good. No, I wanted to say Ron. Could you do me a favor? You're a great guy. I love 85 Bears, Fridge, Super Bowl Shuffle. But it's not a defensive league anymore. And you're really busy. You know, you've been sick. You coach the team. You got a family. You got all this. Let somebody else do the GM decision. Let somebody else pick the players. What do you think about that, Ron?
Well, my thing about it is I got a huge paycheck, okay? And I get to do all the different things, and I don't have to answer to anybody except for Dan Snyder, who's got his own stuff going on, okay? So what I do, I pick a couple friends named Marty, bring 40 guys up from Carolina, okay? Have people mow my lawn, cut the grass. It's the same kind of thing. Paint the building, okay? But if you were in Carolina, you're here now.
And now you're about to go back to Carolina too, Ron. Let's go to Tony in D.C. What's up, Tony? How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's
man?
Up, buddy?
I got a few things I'm gonna touch real quick, man. First, I want to say Heinicke, he plays real well when he got something to play for, man. If you look at any game that meant something, he played well, man. Second, I want to say, as far as the first and second half adjustments, I think that they went into the bye week. They took the plays that he excelled with and the plays that he didn't. They scrapped them, man. So they put all them plays together for the second half of the season, so it's easy to call the plays with the stuff that he do well, whether that's the defense or the offense. And last, I think they get it now. As far as playing Tampa and stuff like that, it woke them up. Like Ron Rivera said, now y'all measure yourself. So mentality-wise, going into the rest of the season, they know what it takes to win. And if they perform anything less than that, then it's their fault. You can't blame the coach or nothing, because now y'all know what it takes to win. And that's all I got.
Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate you, buddy.
On, they figured it out. They kind of got rid of the plays that didn't work. They used the plays that worked. The bye week, they learned. They averaged 4.5 yards per play this past week. They're not fixed on offense. Now, a lot of that was that they ran it a ton and they didn't run it for much yardage. In terms of Heinicke, he threw for 256 on 32 attempts passing. So if you do your quick math, that's about 8 yards per attempt, which is actually really good. So if he's talking specific to the passing game, all right, let's see where it goes. I think we're working back from a result, though. I think he had a good game and we're going, well, they must have fixed things during the bye week. They must have run different plays and gotten rid of the stuff that didn't work. I want a bigger sample than 4 quarters where you're up 13-0, got to play from in front. Because of your defense, by the way. Because they got off to a slow start. People forget on offense. They took over their first possession against the Bucs, 1st and 10, from their own 40-yard line, and they got a field goal out of it on a drive where they averaged 4 yards per play. The next drive was a 1st and 10 when they took over the Tampa Bay 28, and they had to settle for a field goal, even though they didn't even have to go 30 yards. The next drive, they took over at the Tampa Bay 46, and they went and got a touchdown, which was great, but that was on a drive in which they started in the plus territory again. So I kind of chalk a lot of that up to the defense with that start for the Washington offense, and now you're playing from in front 13-0. So I want more of a sample to see if this offense is different, if the passing game is improved, you know, if Heinicke has turned some corner. I loved how they played. I just don't make grandiose declarations after one game. And the other thing he said, you know, whenever he's had something to play for, I get what he's saying.
I know what he means there, yeah.
Playoff game against Tampa, he played really, really well, just an inspired, awesome game. This past week going head-to-head with Brady. But this game was not more important than New Orleans. New Orleans was not any different than Kansas City. Kansas City, you know, he played great against the Falcons. He went back to Georgia. So I think his point is he's in front of his home crowd. He's on the big stage. And I referenced that yesterday. He seems to be a lights-on kind of guy. They got a Monday night game coming up next week. Maybe he shows up and plays a great game against a bad Seattle defense. It wouldn't surprise me. But the Bills game mattered too.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's trying to prove he can play in the league. He's trying to keep a starting job. Every single time you take the field is a huge game for Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah. So I understand the sentiment, right? That Thursday night primetime Giants. I slept on my sister's couch in this city, Atlanta. I'm in tears postgame. I get it. 100%. But we only do, like, if they'd lost the Atlanta game, we wouldn't be doing that, which they usually could have, right? Or they don't call that penalty against the Giants, then we lose the Giants game, and we're not really even talking about it in the same way.
I still would, because I still value his performance differently. But
For those who people are like, when he's got something to play for, he's great.
Right.
Yeah, I think your point's 100% right. Like, there's a lot to play for all the time.
If you're Taylor Heinicke, every time you take the field, it could be your last start as an NFL quarterback. I don't mean that from a big picture, like, injury standpoint. I'm saying Ron Rivera could go to Kyle Allen next week, and if the Cinderella story ends and the clock strikes midnight here, you're probably never starting again anywhere else. It's very possible anyway. So he didn't go into that New Orleans game and think, oh, man, it's just not as big a game for me.
Not really into this one.
I've kind of arrived now. I don't really need to play well in this one. They know I'm Taylor Heinicke. I'm going to start 17 times this year. Andrew's in Stafford. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Danny, credit. I laughed out loud when the idea of Ron bringing his landscaper with him from Carolina. So
everybody came from Carolina.
two quick things. One, you know what? I'll throw some money on the roulette table for Heinicke this weekend because he plays his best games against quarterbacks who've lost the Super Bowl. So why not? And I think Ron, as far as the franchise quarterback thing goes, he's got like a really, really elite definition of what that is. I think Ron's the kind of guy who will skip 10 trips to Lone Star to get one at Ruth's Chris.
That's clearly how they're going about quarterback. And this was kind of the analogy I used, honestly, a few weeks ago, that one's really good and I might steal it, was they really wanted Matthew Stafford, okay? When they couldn't get Matthew Stafford, they took their ball and they went home. So, we'll figure this out another time. The equivalent of, I've done this before. I go to the pumpkin patch back in October with my family. Took my wife, my daughter, and baby, and my parents came and met us. And we were going to go out to dinner afterwards in Fredericksburg. Went to this pumpkin patch in Stafford somewhere or something. And so now we're getting out of the car at BJ's Brew House, I think it was, in Central Park. And we're trying to go in to eat. And there's like an hour wait. I had a choice. I remember sitting there. My parents said, well, you just want to go home or you want to try to eat somewhere else? Well, the whole point wasn't to eat at BJ's. That happens to be a place that I love and I wanted to eat there. We need to get dinner, though. We still need to eat. Like, my dad's a big fan of, there's something at the house, we can make something. We grew up on Ward Road. There's something at Ward Road, I promise you. Not as fun. I came here to eat and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. So now let's go to the next restaurant.
Yeah.
There's an hour wait at this one. That's Matt Stafford. I don't get to have Matt Stafford. Let me just go to the next restaurant, and then the next one. What's the next thing on my list? It's like the scene when you're trying to find a babysitter in a movie, and you've seen this scene 100 times.
Of course you have, yeah.
Someone's like, they're looking, it's like Becky so-and-so, and they call, and Becky's like, not available. Cross it off. They call Sally. She moved, okay. They call, like, Stacy. She doesn't live here anymore. And so you just cross off 50 names, and now you don't get to go out. You need to keep crossing off names. They just called Matt Stafford. He couldn't babysit, and they decided, well, we won't go out. I need you to keep picking up the phone. Keep calling.
There's so many steakhouses in D.C. That's all I'm saying. Like, the analogy was perfect. But, yeah, if the prime rib's packed, it's got an hour wait, go to Morton's. Go to Mastro's. Go to Ruth's Chris. There's plenty of steak joints.
Mastro's is great, and I sleep on it. We went there one time.
Was that for Thommy's?
No, that was one of our ratings dinners, I think, when we took Thommy and Dar there.
Remember those?
That was a lot. Remember when we used to get ratings dinners?
And there was a word. What was that word? Bonus?
Ratings bonuses.
That's what it was.
Those were fun.
Bonuses.
Yeah, those were pre-pandemic.
Remember?
A lot of things about pre-pandemic that were really good time. 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. You want to hop in. You got two more hints. The next coming your way as soon as we return. If you're trying to get those Caps tickets, keep on listening. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. It's a Football Friday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throwing pressure, Tampa Bay. And bringing it. Heinicke well protected to the end zone. Carter, the catch! And Washington has its largest lead of the season.
DeAndre Carter looking to extend a touchdown streak this weekend. He has a nice corner route for a score in back-to-back games from Taylor Heinicke. Adam Amin on the call on Fox there. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. This weekend, Kevin Kugler and Mark Sanchez, your play-by-play on television. I told you this, Danny. I really like Sanchez on color.
He's good, man.
He's got charisma. He's funny. He takes a lot of shots at himself, pokes fun at his career. But he's also just smart. I like learning while watching, and he's very good at providing information in a colloquial manner. He kind of dumbs it down for me, which I love.
Yeah, he takes the complicated. He's like, well, this is a Scissor Ray X90 stunt gap scheme. And I'm like, oh, is it? But he makes it so that I can understand it. That's all I've ever wanted. I just want to know what I'm watching to the best of my ability. The best color guys, whether that's Craig Lachlan, does that. Phil Chenier used to do that perfectly well. Like, he knows every this cut, that cut, what formation, what screens, the different plays that they're running and stuff. He would just distill it down so that me, pudgy idiot at home that loves basketball, can watch it and understand what's happening. I love that, and I think he does a good job of that.
Couple of things have to happen if Heineke's going to make it two strong starts in a row, which he has not done this season. Every great game that he's played has been followed by a clunker. But if he's going to string two together in a row against an elite defense, the number two defense in the league, Carolina, giving up just 280 yards per game and only about 4.8 yards per play. First things first, he's got to be protected. This offensive front is getting healthier. Brandon Scherff will be playing at right guard. They're a lot better when he plays. I saw a stat somewhere today. I wish I remember where it was so I could give whoever it was credit. And I have to look this up, that they're like 0 for their last 12 without Brandon Scherff or something like that. Now, I think that's more coincidental than that is because he didn't play. But he's a great football player, and it stands to reason when he's on the field, they're a better team. Sam Cosmi at right tackle is expected to play in
this
game.
Looks like he's a go, right?
First start in several weeks. So the right side of the offensive line is back intact. Leno's been pretty solid on the left side with Flowers. You're not going to have Chase Roullier for the rest of this season, obviously. But 4/5 of your offensive line from week one is back and prepared to be on the field. So you got to hold up in pass protection. That's the first thing. Secondly, he's got to be as decisive as he was last week. He made a huge leap out of the bye week. I don't know if this was a one-off or just a one-game thing. Maybe it was that he finally got to play with a lead. Last week, crazy stat alert, first time Washington had a lead beyond 6 points at any point this season.
Just insane.
And maybe that gives you more confidence or just helps you breathe a little easier as you drop back and make your decisions. But he saw the field a little cleaner and I thought got the ball out with decisiveness and actually anticipated some things. Threw a couple of balls into windows before guys broke. That's what you need to see against this defense. Because if you're waiting until it's there, too late, you just got crushed by an edge.
Oh, well, beyond that, on those out routes, you can't be late and inside and soft, you know, which he has been at times.
Awesome corner play this year.
They're good at everything, Carolina is. So some of those quick things, you know that they know you want to go quick. So here they come, right? They're going to guess and anticipate on some things. They're not afraid of getting beat deep, I don't think.
Coaching staff's been praising Antonio Gibson all week. Now, last week was one of those quantity over quality days for him. 24 for 64, not even 3 full yards per carry. 2 rushing touchdowns, as long as 15. But what they loved, and what he this week has said made it his best game of the year, he thought, was all the things they've been imploring that he do and asking of, he started to do. Running behind his pads, lowering the boom, creating collisions, running more physically. The stuff that they fell in love with and were enamored with when they drafted him, when they turned him into a back. In fact, the day Adrian Peterson got cut, he called into our show on his way out of town. He's like, this dude's going to be awesome between the tackles. He runs hard. He punishes would-be tacklers. He's getting back to that. Early in the year, I think they saw him kind of hopping around, trying to run around people. They liked the body lean, the physical nature with which he finished runs. So we'll see if he could do that. I'd like to see a little bit more J.D. McKissic, who had just 2 carries for 4 yards and only, as far as receptions last week, kind of scaled back, only 4 grabs for 35 yards. This offense is at its best, in my opinion, when he's involved out of the backfield.
Early downs. I hate just waiting for third down when the whole world knows what's coming. When it's 3rd and 8, guess where it's going? I don't like that. 1st and 10 sometimes. Put them both on the field. You got to mix things up. When you are under-talented on offense, and they are because of injury, no Logan Thomas, their tight end situation is 4th-round pick John Bates, who moves around like I do, and Samus Reyes, who I love, but probably isn't ready to play an NFL game yet. You've got to get creative. This is the time. That means both the running backs in the game, means Dax Milne doing things, Adam Humphries, etc. You got to get a little weird.
Reyes is going to catch his first pass in the NFL this weekend.
It?
I think so. He's going to play. I mean, he's only had, I think, 4 snaps on the field. He might get triple that, quadruple that this week, perhaps.
I hope he does, man. That'll be one of those things where they might just shout it out in the telecast for a second, but like the people that know will know.
Oh, hell
yeah. That's just so cool.
Came on our show talking about being a teenager, living by himself, didn't want to get sent back out of the United States. Came over to play high school basketball, so he's living by himself at one point when a housing thing fell through, and he was walking down the street to get donuts from the donut shop.
Donuts that were going to throw away and beans.
And cans of beans. Like weeks on end. Now he's in the NFL.
It wasn't like he was 19 either, by the way.
No.
He was like 14.
14-year-old kid living by himself. Let's go to Lewis in Springfield on Grant and Danny. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, guys. I got a few things to touch on, please.
Go.
First thing is, if we put Taylor Heinicke on the Green Bay Packers, they'd be below 500. If we put Taylor Heinicke on the Seattle Seahawks, they would never have been so good all these years. What is my point? This is a quarterback-driven league. There's no way to put a Band-Aid on something that needs stitches. What I would do is, Ron Rivera is probably a good coach, but not a good GM. He has to move over. Jack Del Rio, you got a lot of talent on defense, or so you thought. And I think it's time for him to go. And if I was the Washington Redskins, I'd throw Chase Young and a few first-round picks, and I'd give Deshaun Watson. Now, here's the problem we have here. They didn't get Matthew Stafford is because they couldn't. They didn't get him is because they didn't sweeten up the deal. They should have sweetened up the deal. But, you know, this quarterback, this draft picks that are in this year, the very weak quarterback draft. So if they ain't getting Tua Tagovailoa or trying to get Deshaun Watson or maybe a project like Jordan Love, I don't know what the future is with this team.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, I mean, there's complications to all of that stuff. Obviously, if you know, I advocated for that with Watson before we knew about all of these things that are hanging out off the field. And by the way, it's still remarkable. We are no further along in that process than we were 6 months ago in terms of the information that came out, et cetera, whether it's charges or otherwise. We're just sort of waiting, and everyone's just kind of waiting, and the whole thing is unbelievably awkward. But yeah, I am his point about until you have a quarterback, you don't have anything, speaking my language.
I don't think it's realistic to say that they should trade for Watson.
Right now? Yeah, no way, right?
Yeah, barring him having been completely cleared, and then even then, while what I would do might be different, I don't think they, in this world, in this climate, in this culture, where I mean, you make a comment people don't like and you don't get to host the Oscars, I have a hard time believing that that Washington Post story comes out with 40 women alleging what they did, and several months later you turn around and trade for a guy. 22 women have come forward, I believe was the last count, or more maybe, saying this is what he did. I don't think those things add up. I think one team is going to be excluded from being able to call on Deshaun Watson, and it's this one. Whether or not you agree that they shouldn't be able to, or you know, if you think, what's the difference? I mean, they're already thought of as lowly as you can be thought of. Okay, fine. Funny repartee. But it doesn't change the fact that I just don't think they're going to be in that sweepstakes. The league won't want them in that sweepstakes. I don't think they have the luxury of doing that. They got to find a quarterback elsewhere. Radio's in Manassas on G&D. What's up, Radio?
Hey, man.
What's up, boys? Yeah, just touch base on what the last caller said briefly, just because it, you know, there's something we've been talking about. Ron Rivera is going to choose a quarterback. Doesn't matter how deep the draft is or not. He's made it very clear about his capital. He's not willing to give up draft capital at this point. There's not really another option for him. Agree completely. That, you know, he's not going to do that. But you kind of stole my thunder, Grant, on kind of where I was going. I definitely think Taylor Heinicke can have a good game. Don't really know, you know, it's kind of a toss-up if who wins or loses. I think that what they need to do to have some success for him is they got to get Terry McLaurin involved very early in the first quarter. If you look at the season, they generally started him very slow to start the first quarter. But McKissick has to get involved. They've got to start throwing more screens. If you look at the Buffalo game with Gibson out of the backfield, he took, what, a 83-yard screen to the house. They've got to start making it easier on him in these hostile environments, getting the ball out quickly and being able to protect it. So when you have such a good defense and a good pass rush like Carolina has, take advantage of that. Let them get upfield and throw some screens and get them out of the plays on most of them, man. But I definitely think it's unfair to say Taylor can't have a good game. I definitely think he can have a good game. He's got to use his legs as well, more than than he did the last few weeks.
That's my script, by the way.
I think he has a shot.
You and I are calling the same game. We're both looking down on our little IHOP menu. It's a McKissick game for me, Gibby too. I'm screening them 3-4 times, and I'm talking about running back design screens. Scott Turner, to his credit, has called a few of those at perfect times this year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the 70-plus yard touchdown?
Gibson against Buffalo.
Against the Bills. But also, this is a scramble game for Taylor Heinicke. Use those feet, get out of the pocket. Because what happens is when you start moving in the pocket, you got to rush with vision. Guys like Reddick or Burns, edge rushers, if they know where you're going to be, they've won. When you start moving or you climb, like I always call it the surfer through a wave look, where everything's kind of converging on you and you pop through and now you can reset with some space in front of all the bodies that are colliding behind you. Now all of a sudden those guys are in scramble mode and they're resetting and you bought yourself a second to make a throw. But he's got to be sharp in that regard. He's got to be able to avoid, occasionally, the rush, keep his eyes downfield. Very, very difficult. This is not an easy position to play.
Hard thing to do, probably.
Absolutely. But you can help him by getting the ball out of his hands. Terry McLaurin should have several catches within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Try to beat them at their own game a little bit, honestly. That's what they're going to do with DJ Moore, with Cam Newton and P.J. Walker. 800-636-1067. What's your formula against the Panthers? Let's look at the defensive side of the ledger next, Danny. How are they going to try to design a plan to make sure that this offense scored 34 points last week, doesn't get into the red zone, doesn't get goal to go? Because that's when Cam Newton really becomes an asset and becomes a scary player. Talk about that next. You'll get your third and final hint if you're playing Who Am I for the Caps tickets. The next hint, if you add it up with hints 1 and 2, will tell you which capital we're talking about on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Here's your third and final hint. Who am I? A Washington Capital. Be one of the first couple callers in at 800-636-1067 and answer the question now, and you can win tickets to go see them play Montreal on Wednesday night. I am a defenseman. I play defense. I'm on the blue line. At all three of those hints up, it can only be one capital. Who am I? That is the question at 800-636-1067. Right now, I have to have been listening all hour to connect the dots. You can see Ovi and the Caps all season long at Capital One Arena. Single game tickets, group tickets, partial plans are all on sale. For more info on how to purchase tickets, go to washcaps.com/tickets. And please listen to the team throughout the season right here on The Fan.
Abso-smurfly. We're going to give away more tickets in a little bit, by the way. I've got a trivia question about the show today. So if you didn't win them now, that's okay, man. That's okay. You get another chance to win tickets in a little bit.
Let's talk defense for Washington against Carolina's offense. This is the part of the game, while we haven't loved the way they played defense this year, where I actually think they should be in a really good spot. Cam Newton should not scare you. He has not been in the locker room beyond a week ago. He doesn't have a good rapport with his receivers. He shouldn't be able to throw the ball downfield and stretch the field vertically all that extensively. You should basically be preparing for read option, power runs off the edge, and a lot of short, safe passes. I'm playing press coverage at the line of scrimmage. I'm bumping all day, and I'm playing man on the outside. So, William Jackson, you want to tell me that's the issue? Ball out against DJ Moore. You could travel with him if you want to. Kendall Fuller is questionable. Might not be 100% healthy. Not ideal, but the good news is Robbie Anderson's having the worst year he's had in the NFL, and he's done nothing for weeks on end. So maybe I'll have you line up against him when I kick you inside to nickel. Then you'll have a different assignment. But it's not like they're deep at wide receiver. This is a game where I'm going to shadow one weapon. I will bracket. I will pay extra attention to. I will occasionally send extra bodies and double Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. Where he goes, I want you and you to follow. Everyone else, you're locked up one-on-one. Because other than DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey, there's nobody on this offense that should scare you. Nobody.
So the receivers on the outside, it's going to be interesting. I mean, what they're hoping for is kind of that body blow, sort of, you know, some of that from the shotgun, kind of some of that zone read stuff, or, you know, pitching out to McCaffrey, and maybe kind of a catch and run where they catch you flat-footed, right? Where that's that slant route to DJ Moore, and he can take it and catch and run, or, you know, kind of something real quick over the top. I just don't see a downfield passing game, regardless of who they would have a quarterback, be that P.J. Walker. If Sam Darnold was healthy, I wouldn't trust it. Now it's Cam Newton, et cetera. So I'd come up with something where Landon Collins is my McCaffrey shadow. Then I'd add in, I'd basically live in nickel, which, you know, doesn't sound like a great recipe against some of the run and stuff that I think they want to do, especially with Cam Newton. But I'd let them let Cam Newton get beat up. I'd let some of my guys take shots at Cam Newton. And I basically say it's going to be Landon Collins and a nickel cornerback. So I'm making sure for pass coverage, I've got McCaffrey. For run stuff, I've got McCaffrey. Because you're 100% right. That's the weapon. That's the scary thing. I just basically always know where that guy is.
It's just got to be a game that you make a race to 20, basically. Carolina last week, I brought this up earlier, somehow scored 34 points on Arizona. But they did that in a way where they were pretty opportunistic. I mean, it wasn't like they had 400-plus yards. They had 340 yards. They averaged 4.9 yards per play. Their game was a lot like Washington's, honestly. They ran the ball a ton, and they didn't really gain many yards, but they stayed on the field constantly. They outpossessed in terms of plays the Cardinals 70-53, and in time of possession, it was about 38 minutes to 22 minutes. So it was a lot like what Washington did to Tampa Bay. And that's why I think this game's an under situation. It's kind of going to be an ugly watch.
Rock fight to me, man.
It's going to be a physical, bruising, run first, throw second type matchup potentially, particularly when Carolina's got the ball. Rashid's in D.C., wants to hop in. What's up, Rashid?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, dude.
Okay. First of all, I want to touch on, man, is how disappointed I am with all these Washington fans and Taylor Heineke. I believe the guy is an awesome quarterback. You know, he's done things that in the past 5 years no quarterback has done, and that's push the ball down the field, get in the end zone. No quarterback is doing that besides the little dinky passes that they normally throw. I like this guy. He's fearless. And then on top of that, think about it. You keep saying that, you know, you keep pushing the fact that, you know, he's playing against the number two or number one ranked defense. That don't matter to Taylor Heineke. Look at, he helped put up 31 points against Tampa Bay in the playoffs last year. I love that. I love everything about the guy. Give him a chance. He will start in his league if it doesn't work out in Washington. Mark my words, and they will beat Carolina this week.
Well, I hope you're right, first of all. Second of all, your words have been marked. I will remember them. Hopefully,
they have hereby been marked.
Hopefully, you're going to come back and chat with us when he leaves here and goes on to flourish elsewhere. I mean, the only other time he's played a defense ranked in the top three, they played the Bills, and he threw three picks in that game. One of them ended up getting negated via penalty away from the play. But it was a really, really ugly performance, and they got beat by three touchdowns. So the idea that it doesn't matter that he's playing a good defense, because that time he had a great game in the playoffs when they were chasing the entire time, we don't quite see eye to eye on that. Great defenses have given him fits. New Orleans, really good defense, made him look really bad at home. Bucks, though, that's a very solid defense. He played his best game against a legitimate top-tier defense last week. So there's momentum. Let's make it two in a row. If he could do that, I said months ago, if he starts playing well against good defenses, he can swing the pendulum where I start to believe in him a little bit more. The fact is, the one defense that's been really good that he's played a really good game against was this past week. The Bucs playoff game, everyone forgets. Devin White wasn't on the field, was their best player on the back seven.
We saw Devin White.
Vita Vea wasn't on the field, was their best player up front. Neither of those guys played in the playoff game. No one ever talks about that.
Yeah, and we're not seeing a ton of pushing the ball down the field, by the way. I think just over seven air yards per attempt. He's throwing short.
We'll give you our predictions on Washington and Carolina. We'll give you a first thought on every game in the NFL being played this weekend next on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's go, Week 11. It is almost time to flip the switch to the weekend. We're Grant and Danny. Stretch run on the Fan, taking you up to about 6:15. By the way, Georgetown basketball tonight, right here on your flagship home for just about everything. I mean, you picked the night. We got three games going on.
Pretty much got it.
Caps, Nats. We had the Wiz the other evening. Georgetown basketball. We've had some Virginia Tech sports as well. Live and local, deep into the evening. Why listen to anything else? End of this segment, end of the show, Danny's got a trivia question that, if answered correctly, could net you our final pair of Caps tickets coming up on G&D right here on the Fan. But let's spin around the NFL. A quick thought on every game this weekend set to be played. And then, and we started off. Dateline Buffalo. Colts 5-5, Bills 6-3. This is a show-me game for Indianapolis. My first thought on the Bills, if they play really well, win going away, Josh Allen's back in the MVP mix.
That's not a bad take by you. Bills kind of need a good showing here. They haven't been tremendous of late, even, you know, they haven't dropped all this that many games. They're still not quite the Bills of last year. They need a good showing to get back to that.
Ravens, Bears, 6-3 Baltimore, 3-6 Chicago. Khalil Mack out for the year, going to have season-ending surgery, going to be put on injured reserve Baltimore has not handled the teams like Chicago that aren't as good as them the way that a championship contender should. Want to see if they can put one on the Bears, who are dealing with some injuries. Justin Fields starting to look a little bit better. That Ravens secondary is not very good.
Yeah, it's about the future for the Bears, and it's about right now this minute for Baltimore. They, again, just like Buffalo, they need to play well, coming off a terrible loss.
Dan Campbell's Lions. Run the ball, dang it! Did you just try to pass it? Run the ball! Third and 15, they're running. Third and 12, they're running. Absolutely amazing how often they ran on third and long when he took over play calling duties last week. Weirdly, they're 0-8-1. I don't know how it's possible that 1943's coach has them at 0-8-1. The Browns are 5-5 in Cleveland. I don't love the Browns, but they're going to win this game.
Dan Campbell was great as Bud Kilmer in Varsity Blues. I think the Browns getting Nick Chubb back at the exact right time. Christian Hunt. That's my friend Christian Hunt. That's not a person. Kareem Hunt is coming back within probably the next couple of weeks. That 1-2 punch will be back for the stretch run. I would not want to play Cleveland in a couple of weeks.
If Christian Hunt were a player, what position would he play?
He'd be a fullback.
I've got him as an edge.
Hard-nosed guy. Christian Hunt's a good dude. Funny comic.
Great off the edge and really talented getting to the quarterback. 49ers, Jaguars, San Francisco's 4-5, Jacksonville's 2-7. Game will be played in Florida, 1 o'clock kick. 49ers, if you have any thoughts on making the playoffs, and they actually should, by the way.
Yeah.
The team that'll get in the seventh spot in the NFC is going to be an 8 or 9 win team, and they've got a path to that with their schedule, but you got to have this one. You can't lose to the Jags. Win this, you're 5-5, and you might actually be the last team in the NFC to start next week.
Only two more really good teams are left on their schedule, and that's not for a while. They could harvest some nuts here and all of a sudden be in that playoff picture, to your point.
People were burying Kyle Shanahan just a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Great game in Minnesota. Three of the last 4 years, the winner of the Packers-Vikings game in Minneapolis has ended up in the NFC Championship game. Green Bay's 8-2. Minnesota is 4-5. This team separated by just a point and a half in the spread. Vikings play every game down to the final whistle. Green Bay's offense has scuffled. Its defense has been awesome of late. Aaron Rodgers will play, dealing with a toe injury.
Minnesota, 14th in points scored, 16th in points allowed. That's not the recipe for an under 500 team. They should be good. They're not somehow. I wonder why.
Confounding year that they've had. They lose. They're 2 under 500 in big trouble in the playoff push. They've got a brutal schedule that lies ahead. Let's go to the AFC. Dolphins and Jets, 1 o'clock kick in New York. 3-7 Miami, 2-7 Jets. I think Miami wins this game. The 3.5-point favorites. The Jets are starting Joe Flacco. A thing that's actually happening in 2021. Good God, is it good to be Joe Flacco. He was just down and out. I didn't even know he was in the league, and they trade for him, and they're starting him a couple weeks later. They traded for him, and they're starting him.
They traded for old Sam the Eagle, the Muppet, and here he is. Someone's going to have three wins. Miami's in position to have four wins at this point.
You sleep on the Dolphins.
The Jets could get to 3-7. The Dolphins could get to 4-7.
Miami,
I don't know,
will have won three games.
Three straight games.
In like 14 days.
Give me the Jets. The Jets win this one.
I'm sure they do.
I have no idea.
Saints-Eagles in Philadelphia, 1 o'clock kick. New Orleans, 5-4. May not have Alvin Kamara.
Taking
not in practice
water.
Again today. Eagles are 4-6. Jalen Hurts and that offense coming around. By the way, Devontae Smith's been incredible as a rookie wide receiver for them. But New Orleans, Trevor Siemian show, they have stolen a win, narrowly lost this past week. They're playing tough. Sean Payton's proven his merits as a great coach. They just lack firepower. I just don't see it with this offense. I actually think they get beat by the Eagles and fall to 500.
Yeah, Philadelphia is just not terrible. They're not great. There's nothing particularly great about them at this point. I do believe they're getting Miles Sanders back, if not this week, within the next couple of weeks. But they've had, you know, the Jordan Howard, Boston Scott show. But it's the Devontae Smith story for me. That guy is incredible. I can't believe so many teams passed on him. But Philadelphia is frisky.
If you think the Titans are going to regress without Derrick Henry, you're probably right, but it won't happen this weekend. In Tennessee, they take on the Texans on Sunday. 1 o'clock kick for 1-8 Houston at 8-2 Titans in Nashville. They're going to be 9-2. They'll be the cream of the crop in the AFC. And give them credit because of their defense. Ryan Tannehill's just been okay, but they've been so dominant defensively. Their coaching staff is so buttoned up. They do a great job under Mike Vrabel that losing Derrick Henry to this point has not haunted them. They've won a couple of really impressive games in a row.
Harold Landry, 10 sacks. Jeffrey Simmons, 7.5 sacks. Danico Autry, 5 sacks. That triumvirate has been outstanding, especially as they lost Derrick Henry. Those guys have been wrecking balls.
I am excited for the 4 o'clock window. Let's kick it off with the Bengals and the Raiders, both 5-4. Cincinnati's going 2. Las Vegas, winner, 2 over .500 and in the thick of the race for their division title. Loser, people are going to start counting out from the playoff picture. Will have dropped a few games recently and be sitting at 500. It feels like the Raiders are the team spiraling more out of control quickly. That's probably just the outside looking in, the John Gruden, sure, the Henry Ruggs scenarios. But this is a chance for them to salvage their season. Either them and the Bengals, one of them is going to be sitting pretty. The other is going to be in a bad way.
So the Bengals may have kind of got here a little bit ahead of schedule. They're almost like a year ahead in their rebuild. They are pretty good, I think. The Raiders, I think, have a higher ceiling than the Bengals. That may sound crazy because the Bengals have so much talent. But the guy to watch for me, we always talk about how sacks don't tell the whole story. Max Crosby has 5 sacks this year. That sounds pretty good. He's right at the top of the league in everything from tackles for a loss, quarterback hits, pressures. That guy is incredible and relentless. I think that's the guy that makes the difference in this game.
Game of the week. That's EEK, not EAK. These are good teams. Cowboys 7-2, Chiefs 6-4. Dateline, Kansas City, 4:25 East time kick. I think Dallas wins, but this game, here's what I think's at stake. If Dallas wins, they're going to spend next week with everyone talking about them being the best team in the NFC. If they lose, it means that the story will be not about Dallas, but about the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They are back. They are back. They are getting Doug back. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have kind of been playing this game all season where they're just trying to get back to what they were. You beat Dallas, you're there. Everyone will just quiet down and relax, and you'll have... It's like none of the other stuff that we saw happened.
You went through a rough patch, but you guys are solid. The marriage is good. It's about Kansas City's defense for me. Dallas will be without Amari Cooper, COVID protocol, this week and Thanksgiving, by the way. So they're getting Michael Gallup
They've
back.
They've already ruled him out for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because he's within the 10 days. There you have it.
Wow.
So there's
that. Is that unvaccinated 10 days?
That must be what it is, because it's. Oof. I saw that on the old Twitterverse there, that he'll be out for Thanksgiving
as well. We
talked
about it all offseason, but yep. I don't care what anybody thinks about vaccination, unvaccination. The league policy made it just pertinent to get vaccinated. They literally demanded it of you by making your life miserable and saying, oh, you'll miss 2 games if you're not vaccinated. That's just crazy. He's not going to be able to play for a week and a half. Cardinals, Seahawks, 8-2 Arizona, 3-6 Seattle at home. Always hard to go to Seattle. Yeah. Not quite as hard now, probably. Seahawks, by the way, their defense has gotten better as the season's gone on. Still not very good. They're coming off of the first shutout of the Russell Wilson era. Don't yet know if Kyler Murray is going to play for the Cardinals as they try to get to 9-2. We do know they'll be without their number one wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins is not going to play in this game.
And Seattle was playing the waiting game with Chris Carson in his neck. Scary injury for him, and he was rehabbing and trying to come back, etc. I just literally saw this on NFL Network. He will undergo season-ending surgery. He is not coming back this year. So that is a blow, certainly.
At what point, if you're Seattle, like, you keep chucking along, you keep trying, you could easily get in as the last team in the NFC. But it just looks like this is not for you this year, right?
Things are breaking
between
down.
Between the Russell Wilson finger, he comes back too soon, it looked like. Now you got your running back out for the year. Never been able to really count on your defense. It's not going to happen.
You've still got Lockett and Metcalf and Russell Wilson, though. So I get kind of giving it the college try, but your point is right.
Don't look ahead. Or do, I guess. I'm actually quite literally looking ahead.
Okay.
Washington beats Carolina somehow this weekend.
All right.
Seattle Monday Night Football next week.
I love that.
At home, extremely winnable. You win this, you're right back in the thick of things in the wild card chase if you're Washington. All right, Steelers, Chargers, they are playing an 8:20 East time game, Sunday Night Football, nationally televised, NBC with Michaels and Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya on the sideline, 5-3-1 Pittsburgh, 5-4 LA, no clue if Roethlisberger plays or not. His defense and Mike Tomlin will show up, and that means Pittsburgh's going to have a shot.
The Chargers need to get right. I keep saying they're good, but they don't play that well. They've lost 3 of their last 4, which is, you know, kind of hard to sell. You can run on them. Pittsburgh struggles to do anything really offensively at this stage, with or without Ben Roethlisberger. So the Chargers can win this football game, maybe just by some attrition. Justin Herbert's got to make some magic.
Final game, Monday Night Football. Very similar to last week. The Bucs are a double-digit point favorite over an NFC East team. Washington football team covered and won outright. Now it's the Giants' turn. 3-6. The difference is they're at Tampa Bay. They've been great at home. Not been very good on the road. 6-3 Tampa, back in Florida. I think they roll to get back on the good foot when their 7th game.
They need it. Again, these teams at the top of the NFC kind of saved Green Bay because their loss was because they didn't have Aaron Rodgers for that one game. But everybody else has all of a sudden taken on a little bit of water and has showed some wrinkles. Tampa could use some good feelings.
That is every single game. In a handful of minutes, our first thoughts as we go around the NFL. All right, time for predictions. Washington and Carolina. Danny, you go first.
16-12, Carolina wins. Rock fight, gross. You have a missed extra point. Weird things happen. This is a defensive struggle, and it's going to be ugly and set modern football back a handful of years.
The Washington football team is coming home a winner. 20-17 good guys. Taylor Heinicke in a very pedestrian. 17 of 29, 196 yard, 2 touchdown, 1 interception performance. Gets the boys where they need to go. They pick off Cam Newton once. He loses a fumble in the red zone at some point. Washington by a field goal. First team to 20 wins in this game. You already know that, though. Nobody's getting above 20. This is a hammer and under situation. All right, Danny, we got a couple pairs of Caps tickets to give out. What's the hint?
800-636-1067. You got to tell Ryan, who leads the Grant and Danny show in confidence points picks so far this season? Is it Grant? Is it me? Is it Ryan? Is it Darius? You got to tell Ryan at 800-636-1067, and you'll win those tickets.
Enjoy yourself. WashCaps.com. 4 tickets all season long. Listen to the Caps on the Fan. For our producers, Darius and Ryan, Grant and Danny saying so long. The Georgetown Hoyas. My Georgetown Hoyas. Play next right here on the Fan. Dr. Rich Shavatkin on the call. Hoyas win, hopefully. Next.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.